Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 13, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. And we're doing our New Earth support call and had a really interesting little transition here. I neglected to put the repeating event on my Google Calendar. And thus, I scheduled another call at 7 p.m. before it for some Circle of Eight healing with a private group that's not related to Awakening Plus. And we were still in our process up through 8:10 when I realized, oh my God, there's a bunch of people coming in. And I realized, oh, I totally forgot about the call. So I'm going to put it on my Google Calendar so I don't forget again. And many blessings to all who are here. And thanks also for those who came for your patience in realizing that something else was going on. And if you came in and noticed the energy of what was going on and it felt really awesome, just know that that's the energy of a Power of Eight style call where one person's in the hot seat and receiving blessing energy from others. So we're now again transitioning to our regular New Earth support call. What'll be different here is the allies are already present. And thus, even though we're starting a few minutes late, we'll actually be running at about the same rate because the lateness just about corresponds to the amount of time it would have taken to call the allies. But they have already been called. They are still present. Let me check in. Allies, do we require any further? Okay, they're asking just for a general acknowledgement of the beings who are here. I'm going to do that really briefly as by category. So I acknowledge the already existing presence of Amma the Hugging Saint, plant spirit allies, beings associated with the Law of One, Amma Bhagavan, the Ascended Masters, the Hindu deities, the elemental allies, ancestors, the Apus, the sacred mountains. We acknowledge your presence. I acknowledge the presence of the animal allies from the lower world. And acknowledge the presence of the higher selves of those I called in as well as all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent who have joined us or are joining us now. I welcome all additional beings of high vibration and benevolent intent who wish to be part of this support for the transforming, awakening new earth. Please come now if you wish. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So be it. Beautiful. All right. So now, as always, everyone, we're going to get you all into embodied awakening if you're not there already. So if you wish, we'll do this process. As always, I'll explain it because there always could be a new person who hasn't done it before. So the invitation here is to invite your higher self to merge with you in your physical body. The metaphor is instead of your ego driving the car, the higher self drives it. And if at any point your ego does not like the higher self's driving, it can take the wheel again instantly. The higher self will leave with no fuss. Thus, there is no risk to your ego in doing this. The benefits of embodied awakening that can be spoken easily are there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, you just know what to do through intuition. And more bliss. So I invite you, if you're willing, to say the following words out loud, if you can, silently, if you must, to your higher self, to call it in. You will only receive the awakening that serves highest good. You do not need to filter or control anything. Your higher self can see how you're doing and will give you only the degree of awakening you're ready for. So if you are willing, please say these words. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And I invite you to release those words and come into passive breath awareness. Whoa, we've got a nice flow that is really strong. So the awakening appears to be moving easily and smoothly through our collective being. So it's like you're a sponge and the awakening is water. It's just going to soak right in, coming down through the top of your head. Just relax, allow, let it soak in. As always, my tips for optimal ease of the process. Don't use any effort to do anything or stop anything from happening. Don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. If you get distracted, don't fight the distraction, leave it as it is, but relax back into breath awareness very gently and persistently. Just let that beautiful energy saturate you. When embodied awakening is complete, you know that's true because four things are all true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if all that's happening, you're there, relax and just enjoy it. And each one of us who's there and just rests in that space makes it easier for everyone else to get there. So we'll allow just a moment longer for any who are not yet in the space to catch up and join us in this beautiful awakened state. That's feeling so good. And I'm also noticing that there's already a very strong group blending, a sense of merged consciousness at a higher level. I know many of you are feeling that as well. I guess that's a benefit of the prior event overlapping. It already had set up such a cool field that our work is so much easier now. So, surprise benefit. Just one moment longer, there might be a few stragglers. That feels like it's right there. Good. So now, let's get on to blessing the planet. We do the same intention every time, and it always turns out differently because the allies seem endless in their variety of how they do this with us. So in whatever way you wish, hold the vision of the Earth transitioning into its awesome awakened state, golden age, the planet pervaded by peacefulness, harmony, universal love, everybody loving everybody else, treating the planet respectfully as a living being, doing no further harm to the planet, all that kind of stuff. So if you're an active visualizer, use your imagination and see this wonderful new Earth coming alive. Seeing it in your imagination first helps make it real in reality. Or if you're more of a let it flow through you person, which is kind of more my style, just ask Spirit, flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of the awakening Earth and all the awakening beings on it. Then if you're doing the passive approach, you just relax and the energy comes through for highest good and does it. So either style, active or passive, is fine. Use whatever feels best for yourself. And I'm feeling a very beautiful blending of consciousness. There is definitely an integrated group field. And in these calls, what I experience tends to be what the majority of people are experiencing. If your experience is different, please just rest in whatever your experience is. Don't use effort to match my words, please. Just know that if you're having your own unique experience, that's fine. But what I'm experiencing is just this amazing blended field. And the field is almost entirely spiritual consciousness. A tiny bit of awareness is left in my physical body, but the majority of me definitely wants to be in this blended field. So I invite you to relax. I'm guessing most or all of you are feeling this as well. Just allow yourself to blend into that beautiful field. And there's no individuality here. It's just a field of consciousness, and you are the entire field, and everybody else is also the entire field, and it's just a single consciousness. And yet there's no sense of other beings here. It's just a single consciousness that you are and that you share. That's the best I can do to describe it. And in the inner worlds, my optimal experience is when I let go and just allow the thing to run itself. So at this moment, I'm going to invite you to stop any active visualizing. The highest good of the earth is now being served by us just relaxing and blending into this single unitary consciousness. And now you may notice your physical body is now getting frequencies put through it. This is not the first time they've given us individual upgrades to increase the effectiveness of our service to the earth. So you may feel some of that interesting frequency in the small part of you that's aware of your physical body. Just let that work its magic. I'll reemphasize, everything that happens on these calls is in a safe, sacred container of the light. Anything that happens to you is always for highest good. And the only beings working here are beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. That is so sweet and blissful. Wow. And the allies are telling me the service we're performing right now is by existing in this field of exquisite peacefulness. And this peacefulness is being radiated by the allies to the earth and all of the beings upon it, especially those persnickety humans. So our service right now is just to be the peacefulness. And the allies are taking care of transmitting that peacefulness to the planet. So I invite you just to rest in the peacefulness. There may be, if there's a period of silence, just rest and be the peacefulness. I'll only speak moving forward, as always, if guided. And the quality of the field we're in is shifting, not in a way I can verbalize, but I am just noticing the change of frequency. So I'm now having a lot more physical body awareness, and I'm aware of my body filled with a strong energy, and there's definitely some vibration, but it's also kind of a middle ground energy. It's calm, it's pulsing, but it's like it's not super intense. It's almost comforting in a way. And now the energy is flowing down into the earth from my body, down through the feet, down through the bottom of the spinal column. And so what I feel happening now is the blessing of the earth is of this peaceful energy we've been cultivating as a combined consciousness coming into your physical body and from there being sent down into the planet directly below your physical body. They've never done it like this before on these calls. They're saying, you wouldn't believe how many tricks we have up our sleeve. We love variety. So now I'm feeling the energy flowing down into the earth from our bodies. It's quite strong. It's pretty intense. Some of you may be feeling stretched with the intensity of what's happening. My advice is to relax and just allow. Just a full releasing and relaxing will be all that's needed to let the energy flow. It's a strong flow right now. It's pretty intense, but you can handle it if you relax. They're assuring me that no one's getting more than they can handle. It is toward the limit, but it's not too much. So you're invited just to relax and let it move through. The benefit to you of the intensity is it's actually helping you tune up a little bit to be able to handle more energy later. So it's simultaneously service and a little bit of an upgrade to help you handle a little bit more energy. Unless they stretch you a little bit, that's not going to happen. And now I'm feeling it all together. There's the blended field of bliss, there's the physical body, there's the earth. And my sensation is I'm all of it at the same time. Effortless co-awareness of earth, physical body, and the blended field all at once. They're asking me to sing a slight variation of the beginning of that song, We Are the World, that would apply to this moment. It would go, we are the earth, we are the human, we are the consciousness of living things, so let's start giving. And that's all it gave me. relax, allow. If there's an itching desire to do something, I invite you just to relax and do nothing. Just be, enjoy the bliss, be all of that that I described. And a pretty strong peacefulness is coming over us, even more than before. You're invited just to rest and be that peacefulness. Invited to just enjoy this bliss, just be. Just your being the bliss is serving the planet. I'm trying to place us in space relative to the Earth, and I can't. The place we're in here is not a physical dimension. It's another level, another frequency. But definitely, the beautiful space we're holding is definitely being transmitted to the Earth to support the Great Awakening. So, Yuta's chilling is serving. I call now for Spirit Song, who is present with us, to receive healing for her highest good as part of this process. This is a carryover from that prior call that I was on prior to the New Earth Support call. The allies say it's time for her to get. So Spirit Song, you don't have to verbalize to us your desired healing. If you just know what it is in your mind, it will now be given. really exquisite energy right there. Such deep bliss, just relax into it. So they're opening up a really deep well of bliss right now. And how much of it you experience depends on your capacity. So they've got a bunch on tap, so your invitation right now is to relax, allow, and the divine will saturate you with the maximum amount of bliss that serves your highest good. And the more you can relax and receive, the more you'll get up to capacity, but not over. But the act of deep relaxation and full openness will definitely increase how much you get. So you are invited to do that. Which again, radiates out to the planet and serves the Great Awakening. You may now be noticing this energy coming into your physical body and saturating and upgrading your physical form to the greatest extent that serves your highest good. So they're increasing the physical body awareness, except it doesn't really feel physical anymore. You may notice you're a little more aware of your human body, but it feels almost entirely like energy. Now it's all one thing, physical, energetic. See if you notice how that massive field of peacefulness just is your body, is the field. So it's possible we're nearing the end of the cycle. So don't think of it as either or, like I'm either in that blissful field or I'm in my body. Think of it as a both and. I'm in my body and I'm still totally with that blended field of bliss. And the Alleys are definitely saying right now, if you wish to serve the earth in the highest way ongoing, you are invited to maintain this awareness, to keep your embodied awakening active all the time. And the more high frequency you're carrying on a routine daily basis, the more it serves that great awakening. So your service to the earth can be constant and not just on these calls. If you just stay in the most potent embodied awakening that you can. And as most of you would be aware, the embodied awakening invocation that we do in Awakening Plus is a great way to do that. And again, we did that earlier in the call, so that showed you how to do it. So that feels complete. I am fully in my body, and I am so blissed out. I am so one with that energy. That's really sweet. Alright, so I think we're now open for any feedback, any comments anyone wants to make. So let me make sure that unmuting is available. Hang on a second. Yep. So anyone who wishes to speak can simply unmute themselves. If you're on a computer, in the lower left corner there should be a little microphone icon with the word mute under it. And that will currently have a red slash across it. If you click or tap it, it will remove the red slash and we'll be able to hear you. The person who's on the phone, *6, should unmute you. So if anyone would like to do that, feel free. And if you prefer to type in the chat window, then that's perfectly fine as well. Whatever your preferred communications modality, just feel free to do that. I see a camera coming on. Brandy, hi.
Hi. Just wanted to say, sorry for interrupting the previous call, but again, I just asked the Alleys to merge me with whatever was going on, support it to the greatest extent, and it felt good, and it didn't feel intrusive. I was like, should I leave? And I didn't get that I should leave, so...
Good.
It was good, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. And good call on that. That was completely my bungle. My memory is such that if I don't put something on a calendar, even something as important to me as this, I can forget it at the age of 60 now. So I'm definitely going to make sure that's a recurring event on my Google Calendar so I remember it in the future. So I also forgot to put the reminder out, which I normally do, and that also shows that I had forgotten the event was happening. But it is, in fact, scheduled for every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So I will be here with bells on from now on. My apologies again for any confusion around that. Would anyone else like to share anything?
Yeah, I would just like to share that it was a beautiful experience for me to go from one... event into the other, to bring that beautiful energy into blessing the earth and the awakening process. And because we started when it was light, I didn't have any lights on, so it got really dark and it was fine. And I just turned a light back on to integrate and see and be seen.
Mm, thank you.
But I'm so thankful. I appreciate you sending some of that energy to me and in the session and receive it joyfully.
Mm, thank you.
That's always, always, always a blessing to me to be able to bless the Pachamama and the awakening process. We're here at such a special time.
It is.
Yeah.
And in case anyone doesn't know, this is Spirit Song, who has now presented twice for this program. She did a presentation just a month or two ago. So thank you for joining us as part of this. We're very honored to have you.
It's beautiful to be a part of it tonight.
All right, any other questions, comments, feedback, anything at all?
I wanted to say thank you. It got a little dark where I am too.
It's okay, Marla.
This is my first time joining. I watch you on YouTube, and then I saw you were sharing the Awakening Plus on Thursday nights. We could join, and the energy is so palpable and so blissful, and I really appreciate it. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I hope you'll return. We would love to have you continue to be part of this if you feel called.
I am called, so you'll be hearing from me. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Marla, and welcome to our process. Any other contributions, comments, anything at all? All right, that feels like a wrap. So I'm going to close the Mesa. And we'll wrap it up. Thanks so much for being here, guys.
Thank you for holding space, Benjamin.
My pleasure. I love this. This is one of my favorite things to do ever. Yeah, I'm really feeling so much more strongly than I ever have before the potency of group work as opposed to just doing something on my own. It's just night and day different. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kriti. Allies, thank you for your beautiful support of this lovely process. So grateful to you all. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone hearing my voice or anyone who has been on the call, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Allies, I ask your ongoing support for all the following: maximum embodied awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum support for the great global awakening, maximum adherence to the path of service to other, maximum abundance that serves highest good in all areas of my life. This or something better. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Okay, the ceremony is complete. Any of you all who are here who are not Awakening Plus members and you'd like to learn more about that program, just check it out at awakeningplus.com. You get access to the full archive of over 250 events plus other goodies. If you're interested in working with me, full info on that is at astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. So more info is there if you're interested. Thanks so much for being here. So grateful to you all for coming to serve. And until next time, I wish you infinite blessings. Good night.
Blessings.